Hello, this is Chris.
Hi, Chris. This is Natalie with Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I have an interview for you right now. This call will take about 30 to 40 minutes. Is now still a good time for you?
Yeah.
Very, very good. Thank you, Chris. The company monitor or record for quality assurance and training purposes, okay?
Okay.
Chris, I want to thank you for choosing Local Splash as your digital growth partner. Our goal with today's interview is collect key insights about your business, your services, and goals so our team can drive the highest return for your investment. So first, I will verify your business details. Second, we will define the real revenue opportunities, the services and keywords that matter. And lastly, I will explain the Google Business Profile verification steps and outline our next actions together. Okay?
Okay.
Very good, Chris. Now, let's verify your business details to ensure accuracy. If you hear anything that is inaccurate, please let me know, and I will make those corrections, okay?
Okay.
I have your business name as Victory Tree Services, LLC.
Victory Tree Service, LLC.
The address that I have on here is 17250 Twin Lakes Road,
yep.
Northwest, apartment 12 in Elk River, 55330.
Yes, apartment 102.
Is this a home address or an office location?
It's my home.
Would you like us to publicly disclosure your address, or do you want to hide it?
Yeah, probably hide it.
Okay. And you receive mail at this address?
Correct. Okay. Yeah, you could leave the address and just take the apartment number out.
Okay. Very good. Are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
Yes. Yes. That's on Google already, but we can do it again if I need to.
What is your license number?
I have an insurance number. All that's all verified on Google, I thought. Is it not?
I still need the information. I just need your license number if you have it handy. If not, if you don't have it, that's fine.
I have it. Let me look it up. Yeah, I don't have it right off the top of my head.
That's fine, Chris. Later in the interview, I will be providing you with a call tracking number that your leads will contact you on. But for communications with Local Splash, can we still reach you on 763-327-0234?
Yeah.
I have your email address as chrisvictorytree@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Chris, are we building you a website or will you be working with the one that you already have?
No, I already have a website.
Okay, so we are not building you a website, right?
No.
Okay. Okay. Give me a second. Please, I am going to set up your call tracking number, which is included in your package to follow Google's best practices for growth. We provide you a unique local number that redirects instantly to your main line, so your daily workflow stays exactly the same. This tool tracks every lead and filters out a spam, giving us the insights needed to see which services are driving your revenue. You can easily access these call reports directly in the Local Splash app using your primary phone number as your username. Okay?
Okay.
Very good. I am going to give the number now, and please save it on your calls. You can save it local splash leads or local splash customers. Are you ready?
Ready for what?
For your call tracking number, Chris.
Call tracking number? Yes.
Yes. We are going to be marketing you with these numbers, so everywhere where you... where your business shows in Google, on Facebook ads, potential customers will see this number. They will dial this number that I am going to give you, and then the call will be automatically redirected to your phone. Okay?
Okay.
The number is 763-247-5868.
Okay.
At the end of the interview, I will make a test call to your number just to double check that it's working, and also you will be able to see how your potential customers will be calling you, okay?
Okay.
We can elevate your customer's first impression, Chris, of your business with a professional voice greeting that sounds like this. Hi, thank you for calling Victory Tree Services, LLC. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer, or press 2 if you are an existing customer. This voice greeting has a one-time fee of $19. Would you like me to add it?
No.
Okay. We are going to identify your most valuable services, which are your keywords. These are the terms that will connect with your with ideal clients that are looking to hire your services now. So, according to your website, you do 24-hour storm tree removal, arborist tree care solutions, emergency tree removal, stump removal, tree trimming, tree pruning, and tree removal.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Is there anything else that you would like me to ask?
I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Okay. Okay. Well, at the end of...
Did you have just tree removal in there?
Yes.
Okay.
At the end of the interview, I will send you an email with these keywords. And if you want to add or remove anything, you can just reply to the email, and we will make those changes for you, okay?
Okay.
Chris, how many years have you been with your business?
12.
12 years?
Yep.
Okay. How many people work with your company?
Anywhere from 3, counting me, to 5.
Do you do residential and commercial?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you, okay, please, Google. Your hours of operation are from 5:30 to 8, from Monday through Sunday?
Yeah.
Okay. And what type of payments do you accept from your customers?
Cash, check, or digital form?
Cash, checks?
Digital form of payment.
Digital, like Venmo, Zelle, PayPal, money transfer, what kind?
Right. Yep.
Okay, Chris, now that we have your business information, you have two options. Option number 1 is we will optimize your presence for quality leads from top channels, which are Google, Facebook, and Yelp, with no additional fee. And then option number two is to list your company on an expanded set of 100 plus directories. Just keep in mind that blanketing hundreds of directories can open you to spam calls and a waste of time. So, well, option one.
I don't want any more spam calls. I know that much.
Okay. Then we'll go with option one, okay?
What was option one?
Option one is we will optimize your presence for quality leads from top channels, which are Google, Facebook, and Yelp, with no additional fee.
Okay.
Okay. Now, let's cover your Google Business Profile, which is going to be a key asset for booking high-value jobs, which are, which service areas, specific cities, Chris, would you like to dominate? You can give me up to 10, but ideally 5 for more effective focus within 2 hours' drive of your base.
Yeah. Let me see here. I'll go with Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
Maple Grove.
Okay.
Otsego. St. Michael.
Okay.
Now then. Oh, good.
Okay.
Champlin. Plymouth.
Mm-hmm.
In Brooklyn Park.
Okay.
In Coon Rapids.
Okay.
In Blaine. And okay. Orno. And Minnetonka. Mound.
I think we have enough. Okay, Chris, thank you. I just sent you an email. In order for us to run your campaign, you need to add us to your profile, to your Google profile as admins. Would you like to go through the steps right now, or do you want to do that later after the interview?
Yeah. Please be done.
What was that again? You're cutting up.
Yes, we could do that now.
Okay, please open the email that says, that's titled important, please add us to your Google Business Profile. Is it open?
Yeah, in the text, is that what you're talking about? I don't
no,
see any
email. I sent you an email. There is an email that I sent you that is titled Important, Please Add Us to Your Google Business Profile.
Yep, I'm in it.
Okay, go to the bold letters where it says option 8, the easiest, and then it says down there, it says log into your client dashboard. Click on client dashboard, please.
Great.
What is it showing now?
I'm in the dashboard.
Okay, you should see a pop-up that says connect your Google Business profile, and you will need to click the orange button that says connect with Google.
I'm not seeing it here. I am on my phone, though, on the app, I think.
No. You don't have to go to the app. When you click client dashboard, it should take you to the dashboard, not to the app.
Okay, well, then maybe I'm not on the app, but I'm in there and I'm not seeing what you're saying.
Go back to the email, please, and click.
All it says is your Google profile is not verified. This account will need optimization today. And then I have account settings. Then I scroll down further and local leads, Google ad clicks, reviews, Google profile actions. Is that it? Google profile actions not verified?
No. Did you already give us access to your profile?
No.
Let me double check here.
Okay, I still don't have access to it yet. That's what I was told I was going to do today with the onboarding person.
Mm-hmm. I am double checking if we have access. Give me just one sec.
You don't have access. I have not given you access yet. That's what I'm trying to do.
Okay, then you have to go back to the email and click again where it says log into your client dashboard. Click there again.
Yes, I did that, and it brought me to this page that I'm telling you about, client dashboard. I click that, and it comes up to this page. It says my.localsplash.com, and it says your Google profile is not verified, and it has account settings and all this.
Okay, then go back to the email, and we are going to go with option B. Let me know when you are in the email, please.
Option B, use your internet browser on your desktop or mobile. Do not use the mobile app to go to the business.google.com locations.
Okay,
log into your account. This is usually the email you use to create the Google business profile.
Do I want to click on that link, please, that says business.google.com/locations?
Victory Tree Service LLC verified. To your profile.
Were you able to log in?
I believe so, yeah. I just got in here.
Okay.
Google Maps. Is that where I'm supposed to be? Google Maps is where it's brought me.
After clicking the business.google.com locations, you need to log into your account and then with the email that is used to create your Google Business profile page, and you have to go to manage profile.
Try it again. All right, I think I'm in here. Manage profile.
Yes, then on the top right corner there are three dots, and you need to click on the three dots and select business profile settings.
Yeah, I'm not seeing those three dots on my page. I'm looking around in here. I keep looking. This profile settings, managers, okay. All right, what is your name or your email that I need to type in?
Okay, in the email address, you are going to type a number. Are you ready?
Yep.
55255462 00. Then you are going to choose local / listings and set access as manager. You are going to add it. And that's it.
Something went wrong. Try again, it says. 552-554-6200.
Okay. 55255462 00.
Yes. 00 or 00?
00.
Yes. That's what I plugged in and it's not working.
Is it showing local, is it giving you the option of local / listings?
No, it just said something went wrong when I hit invite after I punched it in.
When you punch in the number, it should give you an option that says local / listings.
Well, it's not. What is the number again?
55255462 62 00 00.
00. 6200?
Yes.
Okay. Do it again. It doesn't give me an option for any splash.
You can try that later.
Invite, and then it says something went wrong. Try again.
You can try that later after the interview. I am going to continue with the interview right now. You can try that later, okay?
All right.
Chris, I know that your business is all, your Google profile is already verified, but we sent you an email that's titled Action Needed, Pictures Needed for Google Verification. In that email, we ask you to please send us images of your tools and equipment, work vehicle with license plate, your business license and insurance, and business card. Business registration, and also an invoice that you have given to a customer to provide us with these images, you can either reply directly to the email or fill out the form that is included in that email, okay?
Okay.
One growth feature that we offer you are weekly Google profile postings to keep you front and center in local search. You will be able to preview and update these at any time in your dashboard. Would you like me to activate this feature for your business?
Yes, please.
Okay. Very good. Okay. Let's talk about Yelp now. Do you currently have a Yelp page for your business?
Yes.
You said yes? Chris, I cannot hear you. Are you there? Chris?
Yes, I'm here. What's your question?
Do you currently have a Yelp page for your business?
Yes, I do.
Okay. If you want our team to optimize your Yelp page, you can just add us to your profile as admins. I am sending you an email right now, but you can do that later after the interview, okay?
Yeah, that's the issue. It's not working when I try to do that, and I want to make you the managers. There's something went wrong.
You don't want to add us to the Yelp page?
I want to add you. No. Yes. I want to add you to the both every page, but it's not working on the other one.
It says
type in name or type in email, and it's not working. The number isn't working.
We will check that later and continue with the interview, Chris. I sent you an email with the instructions to add us to your Yelp page, okay? And I understand that you already have a Facebook business page. Is that correct?
Yes, I do.
Okay, very good. I sent you an email that's titled, Grant Us Access to Your Facebook Business Page to Get Your Ads Running. Can you please open that email?
For the Facebook or for the Yelp?
Facebook.
I don't have that email yet. All I have is the Yelp.
Yes, you have it. I sent it before the Yelp.
Oh. I do have that email. All right. Hello, Christopher. Important. In order to run your Facebook advertising campaign and optimize your page, you need to grant us access to your Facebook business page. In order to grant us access to your Facebook business page, please click here.
Click there, please.
Meta, page one. Let's start by connecting Meta to share access. Connect Facebook. Mobile number. It's my phone number. Password. Do I need to give you the password then, or how does that work?
No, you need to enter the password there.
Wrong credentials, invalid username or password. Wonderful. Wrong credentials, invalid username or password. All right, go to Facebook, log into there and figure out what's wrong with that one. To go to Account Center, first switch to your main Facebook profile and then try again. Go to Account Center.
Yeah, I don't know why it's not. I do have it linked with my personal account. Maybe that's an issue.
No, you have to go through your personal account to give us access to the page. So is it telling you that your password is wrong or what's going on?
Everything I just said to you is what's going on. It's not allowing me into there. I have to go through my personal page to get access. I can't go directly through the Victory Tree Service page. And
you are not going to be able to go directly through the Victory page. The pages are always linked into a personal profile. So when you click on the link of the email, you will have to access through your personal account. And once we are there, almost at the end of the steps, the instructions will ask you, what do you want to give them access to? And then it's when you are going to choose the Facebook business page.
Okay. The issue I'm having, though, is when I clicked on that and everything you just said, I did that, and it's bringing me to the password center, and it's saying invalid password. That's the issue I'm having. So now I'm trying to get in, figure out what the password is without changing it.
Okay.
And get in.
Okay.
I've been changing the password like I always have to. I'd rather keep it the same and just save it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's not coming up. Try again. All right, I'm probably just going to need to change the password here. I don't know why. I don't memorize my passwords by any means. There's over 200 of them, and it's not allowing me to do it. Saying it's a wrong password. So just have to do forgot password, change the password.
Okay.
From there. Just generated me an incorrect password. Oh my goodness. Forgot password. Enter your mobile number. Continue. Password. Try another way. Passwords. Alright, I think it worked. Maybe.
You changed the password?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it won't allow me in there. I have the app, but it won't allow me in there when I'm logging in through this link.
Okay. Let's try, if you already update the password, please, let's try the link one more time.
Are you Leedsy?
Yes.
Leedsy is requesting to manage your product. Okay. That's the same as Splash or different?
Yes, it's the same. It's us.
Continue. You're logged in as Christopher Bradfold. Change account. Confirm access. You haven't selected any assets to share. Please select at least one asset to continue. I mean asset. There's no asset listed.
There should be somewhere where it asks you choose page with a drop-down menu that you have to click and select the business Facebook page. If you don't select the business page, that's the reason that it's telling you that, but you're not selecting anything.
Pages, no pages found. Create one here. Why is the page not found?
The Facebook business page that you have is linked to your personal profile, right?
Yes.
Let's just let you... Oh, okay. I see what's going on. Okay. I'm sorry. Chris, I just see your Facebook page in my here. Okay, what's going on here is that you don't have a Facebook business page, Chris. What you did is that you create a Facebook business profile for your business, if that makes sense. When you have a
personal page for my business, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's the reason that you are not able to add us, because it's a personal profile, not a page. So okay, you will need to create a page. Let me send you a different email. You are not going to be able to add us like that. So give me a second here. Mm-hmm. Okay. I sent you an email, Chris, with instructions on how to create the page and how to give us access. So from that profile that you already have of your page for the Victory Tree service, you are going to create a new page and you are going to give us access. You don't need to add photos or anything, just create the page and we will do the rest. You can do that after the interview. We still have to go through some things here in the interview, okay? So just follow the instructions on that email that I just sent you.
Okay.
For the Facebook ads, Chris, would you like to send us a specific images or messaging? Or have our creative team handle these for you?
I'd rather send pictures and stuff that are actually mine on my website. I have a bunch of generic ones, and it's not really honest. I'd rather have pictures that are mine.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Okay, there are three lead response methods for the Facebook ads. We recommend using the form fill. It will give you better tracking, better quality leads, and it ensures no opportunities are missed. The other options are calls or Facebook Messenger, but most of our clients running successful campaigns are using the form field. Will you be okay with the form field?
Sure. I don't know what that is, but yeah, sounds good.
With the form field, your potential customer will fill in a form on your Facebook ad, and the information will be sent to you via email and text message in real time. And we recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
Very good. Chris, our team is available from Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific. Is there any specific day or window that works best for check-ins, or shall we reach out as needed?
For checking on what? Like
checking if we need to check in something regarding your account, if we need to call you, is there any specific window or time, or can we call
you
at any time?
No, you can call me anytime you need to get a hold of me. You just call.
Okay, thank you. You already have a logo, right, for your business?
Yeah.
Okay. If you have project photos, videos, or the logo, you can upload them through the Local Splash app. We use only high-quality, copyright-safe images. If your submissions are low resolutions, we will add industry stock photos as placeholders that you can revise at any time.
Okay.
Do you approve of the use of stock photos or AI-generated images?
Yeah, I suppose. I currently have a website right now that has a bunch of those, and I don't know, I'm not a big fan of it because it's not really my stuff, you know, but it does make us look more professional, but it's kind of deceiving, so I don't like that fact of it. So I don't know. I suppose you could do some AI photos, but I just don't want it 90% AI photos, you know.
No,
I want all
no,
stuff
no.
on there.
Okay.
Driving people are like, what's this? You know,
no,
it's just not to me. I'm not a big AI fan. It's a bunch of crap, to be honest with you.
Okay, you know? Got it. Don't worry. We won't make it 90% AI. Don't worry. Chris, let's talk about the time frame and what to expect. Your online campaign will launch in phases as live in 7 to 14 days, depending on documentation needed, and then directories and Google Business Profile will optimize in parallel. You should see meaningful results within 45 to 60 days. Please check your dashboard for real-time updates. Your growth is monitored daily, and we will meet regularly to review and refine the strategy. Also, Chris, as your business becomes more visible, you may get calls, even text messages from scammers or competitors.
Yeah, I get them all the time. I get them all the time, yep.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yep. Well, if you are ever in doubt, forward those to us immediately, but please never pay for additional listings or services unless it is directly through Local Splash, okay?
Okay.
We want to book your first
one campaign. Quick question. Why? A quick question here. Why do I need to verify all the Google information that's already verified on Google? Just so you guys have it?
Because
I've done all this a lot, actually. So I'm just like, been through this quite a few times. Is it for your guys' knowledge or is it for Google? Because Google, I already am verified with them.
Google might require a second or a third verification. So we are requesting that information in case that Google requires another verification in the future. That's why.
Okay. Yeah, because I've been verified for like 3 years. So I can do it again.
It is common that Google requires a second or a third verification. So just in case that they require
Are they requiring that with mine, or are you just saying for generic terms?
For generic terms.
Okay.
Okay.
Right on.
Okay, Chris, I want to book your first campaign review in 3 weeks from now to go over your early results and next steps. That will be on April 17th, which is Friday. Around what time works best for you?
This time is fine. Typically, okay. It's really hard to say. Are we going to start running ads, Facebook, or not Facebook? Are we going to start running Google ads?
No, not Google ads, but Facebook ads, yes. We are going to, once you create the page and give us access, we will start creating the Facebook ads, yes.
Okay. Please, no Facebook ads, no Google ads. I just want to get the phone ringing as soon as possible. More.
Of course. I understand, Chris. I am going to make the test call to your call tracking number. So, to the number that I gave you, earlier. Okay. So I'm letting it go and I will call you right back to your call tracking number. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.